Chapter 12, The Gravity of the Source Field. In life, afterlife, and reincarnation, we have a continuing consciousness that is unified with the greater mind of this cosmos. Pyramid technology appears to have been built to concentrate this intelligent source field energy for biological, psychological, and even spiritual healing. Thanks to the Global Consciousness Project, we now have compelling evidence that our own minds can also create a direct, measurable effect on how electricity flows throughout wires, components, and computer chips all over the world. It appears that in moments of great tragedy, or times when many of us focus on the same event, our minds create worldwide hiccups in the flow of energy. Our thoughts do seem to create an energy that directly affects the behavior of others. Einstein was ultimately looking for a unified field that he could build the entire universe from. All space, all time, all matter, all energy, all life, and of course, all of consciousness. In the famous E equals mc squared equation, you have energy on one side and matter on the other, which means that matter must ultimately be made of energy. Einstein hoped to prove that electromagnetic energy was the unified field, which would mean that the flow of time, as well as gravity, was an electromagnetic effect. He was never able to prove this was true, nor has anyone else since then. Einstein did, however, acknowledge that there had to be an energy in empty space that could make time speed up or slow down, depending on how fast you moved through it. Indeed, many scientists are looking for the unified field, and they have created a variety of different names for it: zero-point energy, virtual particles, quantum foam, dark matter, dark energy, and others. If anyone does solve the puzzle, the payoff is huge, as once you understand how to access the unified field, you could theoretically control gravity and time. The source field we've already talked about seems to fit these concepts perfectly. We just have to learn to think in an entirely new and unexpected way. If there is a unified field, and most physicists are convinced there must be, it would automatically, by design, be responsible for creating all matter in the universe. We're not just looking at an energy that drives the flow of time. We're looking at the source of all space, time, matter, energy, and life in the universe. It does not appear that the source field created the universe in a single spontaneous Big Bang, in which all atoms then keep on running for infinity with no new energy input. By design, the source field is actively responsible for keeping matter going, moment by moment. Scientists normally assume that atoms and molecules will just keep on spinning and spinning forever, without ever running out of energy. Dr. Hal Puthoff suggested they must be drawing off of an energy field in order to exist, just like a candle flame must burn oxygen and wax in order to stay lit. Since most single atoms are nice round spheres, the source field will flow into atoms equally from all directions. The flow into the Earth would obviously behave the same way. We would see a spherical current of source field energy flowing into it, moment by moment, to keep all the countless atoms and molecules that make up the Earth humming along. The source field also needs to flow into all living creatures on Earth. We have now seen very strong evidence that all life forms on Earth must continually absorb photons of light and store them in their DNA in order to survive. The source field apparently creates these virtual photons when there is rotating vortex movement within the field itself. For biological life, the most important frequency is 380 nanometers. If this frequency gets scrambled, our DNA can't absorb and store the light it needs, and we develop cancer. It appears that gravity is actually caused by a massive current of energy flowing into the Earth. The Earth is obviously made of atoms, and my friend and colleague Dr. Nassim Harriman made a strong argument that atoms are gravity-powered. Harriman studied the energy fields and behaviors around a black hole and found that they looked exactly the same as what we see around the nucleus of an atom. In Harriman's model, an atom is a mini black hole where protons are attracted to each other by gravitation rather than some mysterious, undefined, strong force. Another paper that convincingly argues that atoms are gravity-powered is Central Oscillator and Space Quantum Medium. Harriman has also concluded that space-time is fluid-like, which is a very important point, as we will see. In July 2010, a respected physicist concluded that gravity is a side effect of something going on at deeper levels of reality, and there is something more basic from which gravity emerges. And this may explain mysteries such as dark energy and dark matter. Obviously, if atoms are gravity-powered, then every object will have the same flow going through it that the Earth does, but on a much smaller scale. Objects on the Earth's surface would then get caught up in the much greater river of energy that is flowing down into the Earth. Gravity may therefore be pushing us down, not unlike mosquitoes being blown against a screen window by a gust of wind.